Welcome to Module 4, Video 9, Herbal Treatment for Intestinal Permeability. The number one treatment we use for intestinal permeability is colostrum. Remember in the general protocols, we mentioned both using the dairy-based and the egg-based colostrum as they provide different treatment results. They both, however, will do a great job of healing intestinal permeability. So this is a research study showing that some of the mechanism behind how colostrum decreases intestinal permeability is through lowering zonulin levels. Here's another study showing the same. The number two treatment that we use is zinc carnosine. Zinc carnosine has been shown in research to basically decrease permeability and stabilize the gut mucosa. And the number three treatment for the treatment of intestinal permeability is a berberine type of product. Now, berberines we don't feel do as quite of a good a job as treating intestinal permeability as, say, colostrum or zinc carnosine. However, berberines have been shown in research to help with intestinal permeability, and we get the added bonus of all of the great blood sugar balancing and their antimicrobial effects. For treatment dosing, we can do the IgG plus DF, which is the egg-based colostrum, and then we like to add one of the two products, either the dairy-based colostrum on top of the egg, so the IgG CWP, or GI Protect, which is the dairy-based colostrum plus the glutamine. Glutamine can cause problems. There's much research out there about glutamine causing problems for people with cancer. So if people have cancer, we like to avoid the GI Protect. The other reason we avoid glutamine is for anybody that has a tendency towards anxiety. Glutamine can turn into glutamate in genetically predisposed individuals, and glutamate is very toxic to our nervous system and is very excitable to our nervous system, so it's good to avoid something like GI Protect in these types of situations. In addition, we like Pepsi X, which is basically zinc carnosine. Using one cap twice a day with food gets us to the recommended 75 milligrams of zinc carnosine. It's important to know that zinc carnosine is not the same thing as zinc glycinate or a zinc chelate, a zinc malate. We do not want to dose zinc this high with anything else other than zinc carnosine, as it can cause problems with the zinc copper ratio in the body. Zinc carnosine is mostly taken up by the enterocytes, so there's less zinc that's actually absorbed into the bloodstream because the enterocytes can use it for healing. So higher doses of zinc with this particular type turn out to be safe. If you're using berberines, berbamycin, I would use two caps twice a day and away from meals. It's also good in working with intestinal permeability to give a probiotic. So we like ProBiomax 350 DF, the high potency probiotic if people tolerate it, or ProBiomax DF, which is a lower potency probiotic than the 350. Another option is ProBiomax plus DF. And this, as we've talked about in other videos, we use if C. diff is expected because Saccharomyces boulardii is in that particular product, which works really well for the treatment of C. diff as well as toxins, using one stick twice a day away from food. I also want to note here that we never treat C. diff just with Saccharomyces boulardii. C. diff obviously is a very important condition, and antibiotics are recommended here. But we always combine, if we are treating C. diff, we always combine that with Saccharomyces boulardii, because that will not only help the treatment, but it will also help to remove any residual C. diff toxins from the body that the antibiotics might not take care of. In the next video, we will discuss a proper diet for intestinal permeability.